Life's all about, well, earning money, saving up, buying those things we always wanted to buy. Doesn't it just feel great? But what if tonight your number were up? What if tonight you died of a heart attack or stroke? Then what? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks so much for joining me. Today we're going to be chatting about eternity, your eternity, from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you draw ever closer to God each and every day. You know, there's something about leather that I really, really like. Maybe it's that rich smell and the soft touch. I remember years ago now, before I became a Christian, and when I was in business, buying a very, very expensive car, not a Rolls Royce or a Ferrari or a Mercedes or a BMW, but nevertheless, it was an expensive car, a deep burgundy colour, a beautiful flowing body shape, and inside the seats were covered with the softest leather that I've ever seen. It was kind of a cross between an off-white and a pale tan, just stunning. And I will never ever forget the smell of that leather interior when I took delivery of the car. I remember sitting in it for hours just taking it in. It was about 18 years ago now. A few years later, that car was badly damaged in a hailstorm. Even after it was repaired, it was never the same. There was a leak in the back driver's side door, and the floor in the back would fill up with water whenever it rained heavily. When I came to trading that car in on my next vehicle, I didn't get much for it, a fraction of the original price. You don't see very many of that model of car on the road anymore. But by now, no doubt, that beautiful, expensive car has ended up on the scrap heap somewhere. So much for materialism. My hunch is Jesus must have known about my car when he spoke these words. You can read them in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 19 to 20. Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. That car of mine is the story of many a life. Doesn't matter how much we store up here on earth, we can't take it with us when we die. We all know that, but somehow we ignore it. I used to say to people, well, you know, if I can't take it with me, I ain't going. Well, that's a nice theory, but you and I know it doesn't work that way. Over the next few weeks on the program, we're taking a bit of a journey to answer this question. If you or I died tonight, would we be ready for eternity? I wonder, as you ask yourself that question, what's your answer? On a scale of 0 to 10, how would you score how ready you are in life right now? If you were in bed tonight and suffered a massive heart attack or a stroke, or if you crossed the road tomorrow and stepped into the path of an oncoming vehicle, and in an instant your life was snuffed out on this earth, on a scale of 0 to 10, how ready are you to stand before God and give an account of your life? Well, the problem is that most of us are so caught up in the minutiae of the here and now, we have a completely distorted sense of reality. To us, we are the center of the universe. My life, my family, my wealth, my job, my feelings, they're all that matter. Let's just step back and get a grip on reality for a minute, though. Let's see it for what it is. Each one of us is just one out of the 6,787,000,000 people alive on planet Earth today. And we're just one of the over 100 billion who have ever lived on the planet Earth. And we live on this tiny, tiny, tiny little rock called Earth, which is one of nine planets around a star called the Sun. And that star is a relatively small example of the estimated trillion stars in a universe that's so big we can't even measure it. For all we know, it could be infinite. We don't know what lies beyond. Are you starting to feel really, really, really small? That's because you are, and so am I. And yet we carry on as though the universe really does revolve around us and our lives, even though we're so small and we're here for just an instant in the overall span of time. And then there's the God who created the whole universe. How mighty and powerful must he be? Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 and 26. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these stars? Who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them by name? Because he is great in strength, mighty in power. Not one of them is missing. And we behave as though all that matters is us. We live life as though it'll go on forever here on earth, when we know deep down it won't. Let me ask you again. How ready are you for eternity? How ready are you to stand before God and give an account of how you spent your life on this earth? Jesus told people a parable about this very thing. Let's have a listen together. It begins in Luke chapter 12, verse 16. He said, "The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And this man thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'I will do this. I will put down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded of you. And the things that you've prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." How ready are you? So many of us store up riches for ourselves here on earth, but we're not rich towards God. I kind of imagine that rich man standing before God, prepared to point to all his achievements and his riches, and looking around him and discovering they're all gone. The only riches that will matter on the other side of you and me breathing our last breath on this earth, the only sort that will matter are the riches we've laid up for ourselves in heaven, the eternal riches that in this life we've deposited toward God. Am I suggesting I need to do anything more than put my faith in Jesus in order to stand clean and pure and holy before God on that final day of judgment? No, not at all. But putting our faith in Jesus isn't just ticking a box with some mental assent to a proposition that Jesus is who he said he was and that his death and resurrection have bought me a free ride into heaven. In fact, that's not it at all. Not at all. Listen to Jesus' own words. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father." And again, Luke chapter 6, verse 46. "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you?" My friend, when you examine your life, how ready are you to stand before God on that day of judgment? Is your life, is your faith all that it should be? I'm not trying to cast doubt here in your mind. I guess what I'm saying is best summed up by Paul the Apostle in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. He says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are living in the faith. Test yourselves. Don't you realize that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test?" So over these coming days and weeks, that's what we're going to be doing, examining ourselves. You examining you and me examining me. Are we ready? Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that we love to send you to help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional with a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. That's completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. And it's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.